Hello, my name is Lincoln, and I'll be reading for you the Iroquois County Times-Republic for July 23rd, 2026. On the front page, Olivia Porter is Iroquois County Master Showman, by Carla Waters, Managing Editor. Olivia Porter is the Iroquois County Fair Master Showman. Evan Harpster is the Reserve Master Showman. They and seven others competed in the event the morning of July 17th at the fairgrounds. That included Kempton de Ornelas, who is from Ford County. He is the Ford County Beef Barn Showman and Master Showman overall for Ford County. Both the Ford Master Showman of Showmen and Iroquois Master Showman of Showmen will represent their respective county at the State Fair in August. Porter represented the sheep barn, and Harpster represented the beef barn. The other Iroquois County individual Barn Master Showman winners who competed July 17th are Swine, Ashton Herleman Rabbit, Danielle Behrens, Poultry, Hannah True Horse, Lily Shore Goats, Kaylee Vasca Dairy, Madison Price, Olivia Porter of Ashcombe is the daughter of Eric and Misha Porter and Jared Finnegan. She is attending Lincolnland Community College, where she studies ag business and compete in the livestock judging team. She plans to transfer to a four-year university. She enjoys livestock judging, learning, listening to music, traveling, and working in the barn. The connections you make along the way is her favorite part of showing livestock. I've been blessed with some great mentors and friends because of this industry. To excel at showmanship, Porter said, always listen to advice, whether it's from the judge, your parents, fellow showmen, or even someone you look up to. Everyone has a different style and perspective when it comes to showmanship. You never know when you may need to utilize a skill or multiple that someone shared with you. Also, always watch a couple of classes before you so you have an idea of what style of showman they prefer. She said her favorite part of the county fair is helping younger kids and serving as a mentor. Just like people did for me, she said. Evan Harpster is the son of John and Alicia Harpster of St. Anne. He will be a junior in school in the fall. He plans to attend a junior college and study cattle management. His hobbies include fishing, dirt bikes, farming, and showing cattle. He said the best way to excel at showmanship is to make eye contact and be consistent. Kempton de Ornelas is the son of Ron and Kyla de Ornelas of Paxton. He will be a sophomore this fall. He wants to go to a junior college and be on a livestock judging team. He enjoys working in the barn and raising and showing cattle and pigs. He also enjoyed playing and watching football. His favorite part of showing livestock is the competitiveness in the ring. He said the best way to excel in showmanship is be confident and work hard. His favorite part of the fair is rodeo night. Danielle Behrens of Rossville is the daughter of Dean Behrens and Robin Behrens. She will be a junior in school this fall. She enjoys baking, farming, FFA, and 4-H. She said her favorite part of showing is, I love seeing the impact that I give to the kids in the rabbit barn. She said the best way to excel in showmanship is to study constantly and be confident. Madison Price is the daughter of Joe and Amber Price of Chabannes. She will be attending Lakeland Community College in the fall and studying ag business. She enjoys showing cattle and pigs at all levels throughout the year. Her favorite part of showing livestock is watching the animals develop and change. I enjoy spending time with my friends at shows and meeting new people. She said the best way to excel at showmanship is practice, and always watch national level showmen and ask questions. You can always get better. Her favorite part of the fair is spending time with friends and sharing about my animals with the public. Lily Schur is the daughter of Amy Schur and Jason Schur of Chabannes. She will be a sophomore in high school this fall. She plans to study business and agriculture in college to later be a horse trainer and riding instructor. She enjoys showing livestock and seeing the results of my training. She said the best way to excel in showmanship is patience, consistency, and being determined. Hannah True is from Clifton, and her parents are Megan Guthrie and George True. She will be a sophomore this year, this fall. She would like to get a four-year degree, technical applications / cybersecurity. She enjoyed showing at the fair, gardening, hanging out with her family, and pets, and creating art. She enjoys showing livestock because I enjoy the learning and experience I get from it. To excel in showmanship, she said, be open to listening when someone knowledgeable is speaking and being okay with failing. Vailey Vasky of Danforth is the daughter of Tim and Leslie Vasky. She will be a senior at Iroquois West High School this fall. During her senior year, she says she looks forward to competing in varsity volleyball and varsity basketball. I am also proud to serve as a senior member of FFA and as the secretary of the Danforth Blue Ribbon 4-H Club, where I have developed leadership skills and built lasting relationships through service and agriculture. She said she has built creativity, responsibility, and confidence through 4-H. She created a seed sack dress in the visual arts department. Her boar goat project taught her dedication and animal care. She said her fashion sewing project was a black dress suit, which helped her strengthen her sewing and design skills. She plans to attend Royal Beauty School in Champaign to study cosmetology. She said her favorite part of showing livestock is the opportunity to work with my animals and build a bond with them. Caring for and preparing them for shows has taught me patience, responsibility, and dedication. She said the best way to excel in showmanship is to work with your animal every day, building a strong bond, learning their signals, and helping them understand your signals creates trust and teamwork in the show ring. She enjoys the county fair because she can spend time with family and friends. The memories made together, especially the times spent in the camper, are some of the moments I will always treasure. Ashton Herleman is the daughter of Mitchell and Rachel Herleman of Cisna Park. She will be a junior at Cisna Park High School this fall. She plans to attend a junior college for livestock judging and get a degree in agriculture. She likes showing livestock because it builds a connection with the animals, and she likes to see how the hard work pays off. The best way to excel at showmanship, she said, is to ask people to help and be open to the criticism someone might have. She enjoyed seeing all the people at the fair while she is showing her pigs. WGFA provides the belt buckles for the winners. Ford Iroquois Farm Bureau organizes the event. Ford Iroquois 4-H Foundation, Inc. provides the t-shirts, banners, and $25 gift cards for the Master Showmanship exhibitors. CUSD number 249 board approves tentative budget part-time hirings. By Kim Rabe for the Times Republic. The Crescent Iroquois CUSD number 249 Board of Ed met at 6 p.m. Monday, July 20th in the boardroom of Crescent City Grade School. Steve Massey, board president, called the meeting to order and led the Pledge of Allegiance. In the absence of Secretary Becky Dirks, Superintendent/Principal Lucas Schroeder took roll call with the following present: Mallory Redeker, Massey, Tim Coleman, and Candy Butzo. Schroeder presented his superintendent's report. For building and grounds, he noted the building looks good and the committee needs to conduct a meeting. Transportation will be worked out once in-person registration is completed, and the district will support the receiving school's bus discipline. For financials, the audit was conducted July 15th, and work will begin on fiscal year 27 when final fund balances are available. The budget is currently on display. It was noted the district will not receive title money this year. For his principal's report, Schroeder noted in-person registration for all K through 12 students in District number 249 will take place Tuesday, July 28th from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, then again from 1 to 6 p.m. The board approved the following: minutes of the June 22nd regular meeting, the treasurer's report dated June 30th, the payment of bills dated July 20th, the impressed fund and petty cash reports of June 30th, leaving closed minutes closed, destruction of audio tapes older than 18 months, notifications and publications for the district will be placed with the Watseka Times Republic FOIA, and the first reading of Press Plus Policy Update number 122. Approval then took place for the prevailing wage statement for fiscal year 27, giving the superintendent the obligation of amending the fiscal year 27 school calendar as necessary, the faculty handbook for FY27, and the tentative budget for FY27. The following were hired for the school year: Martha Geyer as a half-day fifth grade teacher, Steve Tothero as a part-time librarian, and Lynn Culkin as a part-time special education teacher. As there was no need for an executive session, the meeting adjourned at 6:23 p.m. The next meeting will take place at 6 p.m. Monday, August 17th. And now, the calendar, Monday through Friday, July 27th through the 31st, 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. daily, Vacation Bible School at St. John Lutheran Church, Schwer, 1812 East, 1130 North Road, Milford. Open to 3-year-olds through 5th grade. Snacks and crafts each day. Free will offering will be taken for a missionary family. Register using QR code on posted flyers. Stop by the church to get a paper registration form or call Virginia Burr at 815-383-3639 with questions or to register. Theme: Emerald Crossing, an Irish adventure through Psalm 23. Tuesday, July 28th, 9 a.m. through 12 noon, 1 to 6 p.m. In-person registration is available at Crescent City Grade School. All CUSD number 249 students, grades through K through 12, need to register. 7 p.m., Iroquois County Historical Society's monthly meeting at Old Courthouse Museum, 103 West Cherry, Watseka. Call 815-432-2215 for more information on ICHS or the museum. Sunday, August 2nd, 1 to 3 p.m., Crescent City Historical Society's annual ice cream social at Crescent City Community Center, 301 Main. Theme: 250th birthday of the USA. No speaker slash program, but lots of fun activities for the whole family, such as trivia, singing, etc. Free, but as CCHS is nonprofit, donations are welcome. 1 to 4 p.m. Old Courthouse Museum, 103 West Cherry, Watseka, is open to the public. The wedding display is still up, and there are several other displays of interest to everyone. Monday, August 3rd, 7 p.m., Crescent City Town Board will meet at City Hall, 400 Main. Tuesday, August 4th, 3:30 p.m., monthly board meeting of Iroquois County Genealogical Society, first floor of Old Courthouse Museum, 103 West Cherry, Watseka. Call 815-432-3730 for more information on this group, which provides help with researching family lineage or general history of Iroquois County. 6:30 p.m., Crescent City Historical Society's monthly meeting upstairs of City Hall. Friday, August 7th, from 4 to 6 p.m., Iroquois County Historical Society's annual Grilled Pork Chop Sandwich Fundraiser. Located in the Red Barn on the east side of the Old Courthouse Museum, 103 West Cherry, Watseka. Walk-up or drive-through sandwich only, no condiments, sides, or drink. Cost: donation. ICHS is a non-profit group. Tick species, tick-borne disease spreading across Illinois. By Phyllis Coulter for Farm Week. Social media is abuzz with news about ticks and tick-borne diseases actively spreading across Illinois, with many counties confirming several species. Some of the increased talk comes from more awareness of ticks and their dangers. Jenny Butaccio, Illinois Lyme Association, ILA, Communications Director, told Farm Week. However, Illinois has ticks converging from the north and south. Different tick species at different life stages are peaking at different times. So it is very alarming, said Samantha Carr, the Illinois Department of Public Health, IDPH's, Vector Surveillance and Control Program Manager. Many Illinois counties have Lone Star ticks, black-legged ticks, and dog ticks. Several counties have all three, according to the IDPH tick surveillance maps. The geographic range of different species is expanding, said Chris Stone, University of Illinois medical entomologist, who noted the Gulf Coast tick is also present in southern and parts of central Illinois. The black-legged tick, associated with Lyme disease, is more concentrated in northern Illinois, but is trickling south to central Illinois. At the same time, the Lone Star tick that can cause alpha-gal syndrome, an allergic reaction to red meat, is moving from the south toward central Illinois. Illinois is already in the top 13 states of alpha-gal cases in the nation, Butaccio said. You can no longer expect black-legged ticks only in a certain part of Illinois. The increased likelihood of contracting a tick and the diversity of diseases they spread is what you need to be concerned about, Stone said. All ticks are capable of carrying disease, said Butaccio, adding that not all do. While it varies from county by county, about 40% of black-legged ticks carry Lyme disease in Illinois. Part of the uptick of ticks in Illinois is due to warmer winters and longer, warmer seasons. This means ticks are active earlier in the spring and later into the fall. It leads to more opportunities for humans and ticks to interact, Carr told Farm Week, of the season that lasts from mushroom hunting season in March to deer hunting season in November. The invasive Asian longhorned tick, which attacks large livestock rather than people, is also a threat in Illinois. One animal can host hundreds or thousands of ticks at a time. It can cause great stress, reduce milk production, and can kill the animals due to blood loss, Carr said. Information about ticks and their diseases in Illinois is available on the Illinois Tick-Borne Disease Dashboard website experience, arcgis.com. Need to improve diagnoses. Symptoms of Lyme disease include a bullseye rash, fever, headache, and fatigue. However, the bullseye isn't always present, and other symptoms are also common to colds and flu, making it difficult to diagnose. Awareness helps put it, Lyme disease, closer to the forefront of healthcare providers' minds. Still, the main tests used are only relatively accurate in a small window of time, said Butaccio, who has dealt with Lyme disease personally for more than 20 years. It took up a large chunk of her life. We want to change that for people, she said. If we can get better tools in front of healthcare providers, what to look for and how to test and treat, we can really make huge leaps and bounds, she said, adding she welcomes new national attention. Last month, U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced major initiatives to strengthen the nation's response to Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases, illnesses, including a multimillion-dollar pilot program focused on tick control and funding for researchers to combat alpha-gal syndrome. Carr said the general advice of avoiding tick habitats It's harder for farmers to follow when they are mowing grass, repairing fences, and doing other outdoor work. She recommends the use of Environmental Protection Agency registered insect repellents, wearing permethrin treated clothing, using a lint roller to remove possible ticks, doing a thorough tick check, and showering within a couple of hours of potential exposure. You can have a big impact on protection by doing small things, Stone said. Wear long pants and clothing treated with permethrin. It's cheap and easy to do. This story was distributed through a cooperative project between Illinois Farm Bureau and the Illinois Press Association. For more food and farming news, visit farmweeknow.com. CCHS Annual Ice Cream Social, August 2nd. Crescent City Historical Society will host its annual ice cream social from 1 to 3 p.m. Sunday, August 2nd. The event will take place at the Crescent City Community Center and is open to the public. There is no set program this year, but to celebrate the 250th birthday of the U.S., singing and trivia, among other fun things, are planned. Those who attend will get to enjoy a variety of ice cream treats, with some of the ice cream being homemade. There is no charge for the event. However, CCHS is a nonprofit entity, so donations are welcome. CCHS is vital to preserving and sharing the history of Crescent City. Its museum, located in the upstairs of City Hall, 400 East Main, features a variety of displays throughout the year. For more information about the group, to arrange the donation or loan of items of interest, or to get membership information, contact any of the following. Jean Heron, 815-683-2560. Carolyn Rapp, 815-683-2658. Yvonne Doggett, 815-683-2187, or Cindy Pufall, 815-683-2666. Cisna Park seeks talent for old settlers. Cisna Park is excited to announce that, once again, there will be a talent show during Old Settlers. According to information provided, the talent show will be held Thursday, August 13th at 7:30 in the park. Individual and group entries will be taken in junior, senior, and adult divisions. The junior division is for ages 14 and under. The senior division is for ages 15 through 21. The adult division is for 22 and over. First, second, and third prizes will be awarded in each division. Please contact Lynn Hasselbring at lynn.hasselbring@cpschool.org for entry forms or more information. Entry forms are due August 7th. My name is Lincoln, and I've been reading for you the Iroquois County Times-Republic for Thursday, July 23rd, 2026. Have a fabulous day.